I'll go ahead and bring everybody in.
Thank you.
Okay, this was everyone who was in our waiting room.
Very good. I'm going to call this meeting of a three-member panel of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum presence. We have an agenda before us, and we will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. First thing we're going to do is let's introduce our hearing at this time, and then we'll get to the introductions of the individuals. Atlanta High School, this is hearing AA, Atlanta High School, appeal to District 728, Division 2 Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete. Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 1438 met on August 21st, 2024, and ruled that Landry Blythe moved from Queen City ISD to Atlanta High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 5-1. Item 6 was checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 and 6 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Thank you. Appreciate all of you who are part of this hearing this morning. And we're going to, first of all, check your audio. So if you'll all unmute at this time, and I'll go down the line as they appear on my screen. Tyler Morton, please identify yourself, your name, and what your role is here.
Yes, sir. I'm Tyler Morton, athletic director at Atlanta ISD.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Will Allen.
Yes, sir. This is I'm Will Allen. I'm the cross country coach for Atlanta ISD.
Okay, and who do you have with you there?
This is Landry Black.
My name is Landry.
Good morning, Landry.
Good morning.
All righty, and then we're going to go to the parents. I believe it is. It's Ashley and Thomas. Is that right? Y'all are muted. We're not able to hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Very good. Go ahead.
I'm Ashley Blythe.
Okay.
I'm Thomas Blythe.
Okay. And we may refer to you as mom and dad on occasion. Hope that's okay.
Perfect.
All right. And then we have David Wilbanks.
Yes, David Wilbanks. I'm the athletic director at Queen City ISD.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We have someone on the phone. Digits, last three digits, 319. Hello.
I'm not sure if that's me, but this is Jason Harris. I'm the superintendent of Atlanta ISD.
Okay. There you go. who was the district chair? Dr. McDaniel?
Yes.
DeKalb ISD.
Yeah, I don't see the chair yet.
She has just logged in. I'll bring her into the meeting.
Okay, very good. Dr. McDaniel, please unmute.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thank you. You are the district chair in this hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Really appreciate it. Let's talk about our process here so everybody will understand how this hearing is going to go. We're going to start with family. And we've got information that came from the district executive committee or other things that you have submitted since that time. And we're going to be asking some questions based upon those. And once we're finished with you, recognize that as we work through everyone else, we will come back to you at the end. We'll probably have some more questions for you, but we'll also allow you to say anything that you need to say at that time. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, once we're finished with y'all, we're going to then go to Queen City. We'll go to Coach Wilbanks and visit with him a little bit as a sending district. And then we'll go to Atlanta High School. typically the districts that's receiving the kids don't have as much information on the reason for the change. But if there's something there that's pertinent, we certainly want to hear that. And then we're going to go to our district chair. Once we're finished with our chair, that's when we go back then to family members. Okay. Yes. And want to remember that that Landry is part of the family aspect of it here. So we're looking at two different cameras here, two different pictures, and that we'll be talking possibly to both of you, mom, dad, and to Landry. All right. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. We need to get y'all sworn in. And once we get that done, then we'll be able to move forward. So at this time, Caroline's going to take care of that. Please unmute again. And Caroline?
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's start with mom and dad. It's our understanding that y'all been living in Atlanta school district attendance zone all along, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thus, there was no move required for you to be in the attendance zone at Atlanta High School.
Sir.
It's also my understanding, I did a little Google search to find out what the distance was between Queen City and Atlanta. Not much.
Not much at all.
Why? It said 3.3 miles. Is that pretty close?
To Queen City?
Mm-hmm. To Queen City.
Yeah, probably about right.
Yeah, not far. All right, very good. Now, let's talk about the, you enrolled Landry at Atlanta High School in the 23-24 school year on April the 29th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's an awfully late enrollment in a school year. Can you tell us what the circumstances were that led to making a change that late in the school year?
I was told that we had to wait. It would be best for Queen City because we have no ill will towards Queen City. So it would be best for Queen City if we wait until after star testing. Landry has been wanting to move back to Atlanta since the seventh grade year, but we just, you know, thought that Queen City was the best fit for him at that time. And so when we decided, yeah, let's, I've got to move Landry back to Atlanta now because of my job situation, that we waited until after star so they could have his star scores.
Okay. All right. So once that was done, you went ahead and made the change then.
Yes. In the notes, it said that Landry in the last minutes for the, DEC said that Landry stayed until after eighth grade graduation because he wanted to graduate from Queen City. That's not true.
You clarified that in your. Okay. In your,
he left and he was enrolled in Atlanta as a middle school. He never right. in Atlanta right. High School.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that, Mom. You've been working in Atlanta for I believe over 20 years in the is it special ed business office.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you mentioned that you have a new boss and there's a different philosophy would you describe the significance of that for us, please?
Yes, sir. My boss for 15 years of my 20 years was very relaxed. If we needed to go and do, we went and did. She didn't really... If we weren't in our seats but still had our job done, she was okay with it. So I was able to go and pick up Landry any time of the day. I know it's just 3 miles down the road, but I was able to do it and not have to go back to work at the end of the day. My new boss, she is She's by the rule. She's by, if our contract days is from 8 o'clock until 4:30, then it is 8 o'clock until 4:30. So if I go and pick Landry up, I have to either take him back to my office or leave him at home and then come back to work and make up my time every day. And that's, and I know that doesn't, but it's annoying. it has become hard. And my husband works shift work, so he's not home a lot. I have elderly parents that I can't rely on. It's just what it is. It's hard to get Landry back and forth.
Thank you for that explanation. You indicated, as you just described, that transportation has been an issue. When did your new boss start?
She started, I don't want to tell you wrong. I need to look at a calendar.
Was it during the 23-24 school year?
No, it was the very end of the 22-23 school year. And she was she just kind of let us do our thing. And then by semester of the 23-24 school year, she had a big meeting with everyone and told us her new philosophy on what she expects from us and all that. So I made it work up until star testing, because at that point I was going to move him then. But I talked to some people, and I didn't want, because I didn't want any slack from either place. So we went and waited until after star. So we waited until all the star tests were taken.
You had an older child, a daughter, I guess, graduated from Queen
City. Yes. And she helped us out a whole lot when she was there. But once she graduated, she went off to college and she wasn't able to help.
You know, at the district executive committee meeting, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, but there was a closing statement from you that said, and I quote, "Transferring schools was not only for athletic purposes." Tell us what that meant.
Where is that?
Oh, I don't know. I saw it somewhere in my information. Just react to it, please.
There, it was not for athletic purposes at all. It was, Landry has been bothering us for 2 years. It's constant. He's like a dog with a bone whenever he has something on his mind that he wants to do. He's been wanting to move back to Atlanta, and it has nothing to do with athletic purposes. It has everything to do with what Landry wanted, because he's very big into broadcasting, YouTubing. They have a big AVP program in Atlanta that he's really interested in. And then it's just, I was tired of having to come back to work every day and work an extra 30 minutes when I could just, he can hop on a bus or he can walk home. We live less than a mile from the high school.
Mm-hmm. Landry, your mom said you were like a dog when it came to that bone. Said you had been after a while to go back to Atlanta. Can you explain that?
Yeah, after seventh grade, I was getting tired of Queen City, and I just wanted to go to Atlanta since seventh grade. So,
well, let me ask you this question, Landry. You, the day that you checked out at Queen City, Mr. Surratt, your assistant principal, as you were leaving, he was taken by surprise, I think, that you were leaving, and he stepped out of his office, I think, and he asked you, why are you going to Atlanta? And we have his answer here. He said that you indicated you were going back because they have a way better track program. Why would you say that?
Well, I didn't specifically say I was moving for track. And if I was moving for track, we would have moved during track season during middle school. We wouldn't have waited until after track season. I said that maybe when I got to Atlanta that I was going to run track, but I never specifically said that I was moving to Atlanta to run track.
So you're saying that Mr. Surratt misunderstood that you didn't say they have a better track program in Atlanta?
Yes.
Yes, that is. Elaborate for me, please.
Well, I said I might have said that I might have said that I was going to run track there. I never specifically said that I was just going to Atlanta just to run track.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Can I interject?
Sure.
And that's the words of a 14-year-old boy. He can say he's going to the moon. He doesn't know what's happening.
Oh, we understand that. We're all educated. Yeah.
And it is the truth. Everybody knows that Atlanta has a better track program. He knows that. It's the truth, but that's not. He's a 14-year-old boy that talks out of turn a whole lot. He just is, you know, it has, but that's not the reason why.
Okay.
And he did ask Landry all of these questions without me even being present.
Well, that's not, you make that sound like a really negative thing, but you know, our role as educators is to communicate with kiddos and allow them the opportunity to grow up and become more experienced in talking with adults. So
I totally agree with that, but I feel like they used his words against him.
I see. Okay. There was some conversation I'm going to go back to you here at this point about some pressure, let's put it that way, being used from some of his friends in Atlanta, possibly, and others that were trying to get him to move back to Atlanta to run. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, community members, you know, say he sure would look good in maroon. And he also runs with an AAU program. And his name is Bobby Washington. And he really, because his son goes to Atlanta. And so he wanted Landry to go. But people, I'm not one to be easily pressured. I pretty much do what I want to do. And so, yeah, the kids wanted Landry there. They were, you know, they're really good friends and they all wanted Landry in school with them. But pressuring me is not true. And none of the coaches ever pressured us. I never spoke to Will Allen. I spoke to Shannon Jones just because he was Riley's student teacher, and Riley really, that's my daughter, really liked him. And so I had a rapport with him. So yeah, we did speak with Shannon, but he would never, ever say anything like that. Nobody pressured us.
Okay. Go back to something you just said. Landry ran on an AAU team. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And some of the kids from Atlanta run on that same AAU team?
Some of the kids, and some kids from Queen City do too.
Okay. All right. Other questions for the family at this point? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
Thank you, Chair. Mom, why was Landry going to Queen City to begin with?
Landry, he didn't have a whole lot of friends in Atlanta, and there was this one child, and it's in his cumulative folder that he was not to be in the same class with Landry as long as he was in the elementary. I wouldn't say it was bullying, but it was obsessed. He was obsessed with Landry. He would touch Landry and just, he was obsessed with Landry. And, you know, and then the fourth, when we were going to leave him in fourth grade, I found out that he was in Landry's class, even though he wasn't supposed to. And they're like, oh, we just made the error, we'll get him out. And so I was like, that was just a sign to say, yeah, let's try something different. Let's, you know, cause his sister was going there. And it just made sense. His dad is an alumni.
Was going to Atlanta.
Do what now?
Already going to Atlanta.
His sister's already in Queen City.
Oh, Queen City.
Yeah.
So she was going to Queen City also.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and a lot of.
So both of them were going to Queen City. Now, did she already graduate?
No, she didn't graduate until she went over her 10th grade year. We left Landry in Atlanta. Then we moved Landry over her 11th grade year, and he was, and then she graduated the following year in 2021.
From Queen City? From Queen City.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have right now.
Okay. All right. Good job, family. We'll get back to you shortly. Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go now to David Wilbanks from Queen City, who completed the previous athletic participation form.
Good morning.
Excuse me.
I just said good morning. Can you hear me fine?
Yes. Okay. Coach, who completed the previous athletic participation form?
I did.
Okay. I did. And on that form, you indicated there was a change for athletic purposes. There have not been any problems, I don't think, with Landry, the way you fill that out. But you indicated it was a change for athletic purposes, much of that coming from the conversation that Landry had with his one of the principals there. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. Yeah, I was named AD in late March here, and had just really met Landry at the district junior high track meet. Great young man, and seems like a great family. What I've been around them, and you know, I was very surprised the day that I got a phone call that he was leaving, and Mr. Surratt had mentioned what Landry had told him, and he was just giving me the information so I would have it for the future reference. And then when the PAPF came in, I checked out that I believe he moved for athletic reasons.
Okay. Were you aware also when you completed that form that he had run an AAU with some kids from Atlanta?
No, sir. I was not aware of that.
Okay. All right. You have anything to add?
No. Shortly after the process of the PAPF, our superintendent at the time, Mr. Dover, stopped by and was just kind of asked me how things were going. And I told him the PAPF had come in. That's when the letter that was attached from Mr. Rose, the former coach, was introduced to me. That y'all have a record of is in the DC meetings, and then I attached it as well. That's the first I'd learned of the stuff that was in that letter was that day.
Okay. And the stuff in that letter, just so we'll get it on the record here,
mm-hmm.
had to do with the potential of some pressure from somebody in Atlanta, potentially trying to get him to come attend school there and run track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I make a comment on that? Sorry to interject.
No, sir.
Okay.
You're from Atlanta, right? Yeah, we're coming to you guys in a moment. All right. Coach, is there anything else that you would add? Would you make any changes to your statement at this point? Anything you've heard new?
No, sir. Not really. I don't believe there's any thing that I would change about the process thus far.
Any other questions from Coach for Coach? All righty.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now we're going to go to the folks at Atlanta High School. And again, very rarely is there much insight provided by the people who are receiving a student. But if you have something that is of value, we certainly want to hear it. And I think, Mr. Morton, you had something you wanted to add.
Yes, sir. I apologize for interjecting and messing with the process right there. The thing I wanted to mention was the recruiting letter or whatever they have that was presented to the DEC. I don't think that should have been even brought up, considering the fact on the PAPF, they marked no on question two, that there was no recruiting.
I understand.
But that shouldn't even been part of the process. And I think that was used to sway the DEC. So if they're going to bring that into the fold, then the box should have been marked yes on question two that there was recruiting involved.
So it's your statement today that you feel like they should have said yes, there was recruiting.
Absolutely. If they're going to bring that letter to the forefront and use that as gospel to help, you know, whatever, win the case order before the DEC, then that should have been indicated on the PAPF. Okay. If not, to me, that shouldn't even been a factor. That should have been thrown out and should not have even been part of the material put forth and then also brought to you all.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Coach Allen, do you have anything?
Yes. So the letter that they did present was nothing but hearsay. And I mean, I stated at the DEC meeting, it was absolutely false. Me and my assistant coach Jones really took pride in the fact that we never actually tried to get Landry over here. Like,
well, let me put to rest some of that, because as Mr. Morton had indicated earlier, you know, this is not about recruiting. Okay. And so we're dealing with this based upon the things that we do know and that we saw as far as the exit was concerned and the leaving, and now the AAU piece is an aspect of it that's very compelling. All right.
Okay. But also with that letter, though, with it being dated in October, or part of it dated in October, I just felt like they already assumed that the move was coming, and the fact that the assistant principal went to Landry without anybody else present and asked him those questions about him moving, and then to use those words that he said against him in this way, I just feel like that was completely inappropriate and not fair to the kid to use that against him without any guardian present.
All right. I'll refrain from my response to that, but thank you for your information. Yes, Mr. Colbert.
Thank you, Chair. I won't refrain. I don't think administration needs permission from anyone to speak to a child, so we can stop bringing that up.
Thank you, sir.
I have a couple questions.
Dr.
One of the things I heard, I think Mom said, about the AV program, Landry's going to Atlanta for that. Does Queens have one? Does anybody know if Queens have an AV program?
I do not.
They do not. And then my next question, I think Landry made a comment. I think it was Landry. I mean, you're getting tired of Queen City. What does that mean? I'm getting tired of a school.
Well, I mean, like the education that I wanted to do, I made up my mind. I wanted to pursue in broadcasting since seventh grade, and I knew Queen City never had one. So, and I knew Atlanta did. They had a whole CTE building for it. So I wanted to move there to also have that class, so that way I could major in broadcasting, because Queen City didn't have one.
Okay. And are you in those courses right now? Are you in the principal's courses right now?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anything else from the folks from Atlanta?
I would like to apologize. I didn't mean that it was inappropriate for him to ask about it. I just to use right, that okay. information against him. So right, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Let's go to our district chair. Dr. McDaniel.
Yes, sir.
You presided over the hearing. By the way, I wrote down here, nice procedure. So it was very well done. And we don't always get to say that. So just want to pass that along.
Thank you. I need that little bit of encouragement. Every one of these that I sit through, I think, whoa, what was I thinking?
Yes, ma'am. Vote was 5-1. Can you, in your words, and we're kind of putting you on the spot because you're speaking for other people, but can you tell us why you think that decision was reached?
Well, I think the statement by Landry to the assistant principal, and then the letter that Mr. Dover, who was superintendent of Queen City, presented. And I clarified several times that he said he did receive this letter, in October of 2023, in anticipation that this could possibly happen. I just feel like that the committee felt like that there was really no other choice with those two statements to say that he was moving for an athletic purpose.
There was no discussion of him being on an AAU team. That didn't come up.
That was not brought up, no, sir.
Okay. And obviously that was not something that somebody considered, but just for future references for anybody listening here, it's an important piece. It's a question that needs to be asked each and every time there's a situation similar to this, because the influence that occurs sometimes is significant in those situations. Okay. Anything for our chair? All right. Thank you, ma'am. We're going to go back to family. Questions from committee members before we move forward with final statements. All right, Mr. Colbert.
Thank you, Chair. So, Mom, let me just clarify. So your primary reason for wanting to transfer Landry back to Atlanta is because your new supervisor is basically, you know, holding y'all from 8 to 4 or whatever. You don't have time to pick him up.
Yes, sir.
And so had that not changed, he would still be at Queen City?
No, because my husband and I have been talking, and with that AVP classroom, the CTE, it's just a different atmosphere in Atlanta. The curriculum is just, he needed to go back home.
And so in relation to the curriculum, you were aware of that before you entered 9th grade, correct? That they offered that program in Atlanta?
No, they had just built this bit. The CTE had just, the AVP started, I believe, last year.
When he was in 8th grade or 9th grade?
He's just now entered 9th grade.
Oh, okay. So
he graduated from Atlanta as a middle school.
Oh, okay.
We went over to Atlanta his 8th grade year.
Okay.
But the class is not offered until high school. Okay. You're gonna have to forgive me. I'm in a little pain. I've had a hip replacement surgery on Saturday, and so I'm getting a little
Hey, roger that. I've gotten my knees done. I know what it feels like. Landry, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, a lot of this is hinging on the comment that you made to the assistant principal. And, you know, and for us as committee members, you know, that comment is pretty complete. When you tell someone, and we can talk about semantics and exactly how you said it, but the question is, what was the intent behind the statement that was made? And so obviously, you know, we have documentation. The assistant principal has no reason to lie that, you know, you made a flippant statement that I'm going to Atlanta because they have a better track program. Now, your mom says you make crazy statements all the time, just like other 13 and 14 year olds do. Listening to you, I would say that, you know, you're probably a little bit sharper than that. So help us with that statement, because that statement is a big part of this. The whole AAU thing and all that recruitment and letter and stuff, that's a whole nother conversation. Talk to me about you telling an administrator that you're going there because they have a better track program.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I apologize if what I stated wasn't really understanding, and I'm sorry about that. Yes, I probably might have said that, yes, Atlanta has a better track program, and they do, but that doesn't mean that it's the only reason that I'm going there. I just only stated that they had a better track program.
How long before the transfer was made did you know you were going to Atlanta? Did you find out like I'm going to Atlanta, and then the next week you were withdrawing and had that conversation, or you knew that that was going to happen months before you mentioned the STAR test?
You want me to answer that, babe?
No, I'd like for you.
I, Well, answer it, son. Okay. The decision was made sort of around, like, before a start, because I was begging my mom to move, and, you know, my parents have basically almost came up with that decision around start. So we just...
And so tell me why you were begging your mom to move.
I've been begging my mom to move for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But why, thanks, son?
Hmm? Yeah, why have you been begging your mom to move? Thanks, mom.
Because of the AVP program and all that.
He's made some really good friends. He's really tight with. There's some friends that he was friends with in Queen City that have gone down a little different path that he doesn't quite do. They're in middle school and already drinking and vaping and stuff. And that's not him. And so he just didn't have a lot of in common with Atlanta folk. I mean, with the Queen City folks, they're more welding and cowboy. It's hard to explain. And Atlanta's not that way. It's just different.
Okay. Thank you.
For clarity purposes, Mr. Morton, there was a mention of when was the AV program started?
Yes, our AVP's been going for years now, but we have a brand new CTE building, so they have a new studio and all that type of stuff. But we've had that program. This is my third year as the AD here. It was here when I got here. My understanding, and it's very good. They do broadcast. It's probably it's one of the best in the area, including all the 5A schools in Texarkana. It's very good. So it draws a lot of students.
Good, good. I just wanted to clarify that it had been mentioned that. Hang on, sir. Chair, it had been mentioned that it was just starting this last year, and that's not the case. The new building was just coming around in the last little bit. Okay. I think our chair has something she wanted to say, something else.
I just wanted to add that the AVP was the audiovisual program. It was never mentioned in our hearing. So that is new information.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Okay. Other questions for family before they summarize for us? Okay. Mom, Landry, Dad, final words, please.
I can only say the same thing that my wife has said. We basically moved him over there because it's just easier for us to get him back and forth. And he was wanting to do that AVP program. I mean, he does run AAU track, but AAU track is not Atlanta. It's just a guy that lives in Atlanta who coaches an AAU track team. Mm-hmm. It's not an Atlanta endorsed track team. It's just a guy who loves kids and loves running.
Yes, sir.
AAU track team.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with school at all.
And there's kids from not just Atlanta and Queen City. There's kids from all different cities on that team, not just Atlanta.
There's Queen City. There's some Hugh Springs kiddos. Yeah. I mean, they're. Okay. It was just a statement that I guess shouldn't have been made.
Yeah.
Anything else? Yes. Hey, do you have anything you want to say?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I got a feeling you're going to be successful. No matter what our decision is today, you're a freshman. You got lots of room, lots of time. And obviously you're a talented young man. And yes, sir. We wish you well with your AV program, as well as with your running and whatever other endeavors that you're going to be involved in. Just thank stay you. After it. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Okay. It's time to any comments from committee members? All right. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Landry Blythe eligible for varsity athletics at Atlanta High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. All right, it's unanimous. Again, Landry, you got a great future. Go get it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate all of you for being here and your input today. With that, we are finished with our hearings for the day. Do we have new business coming from UIL staff members? Okay. I see some shaking of heads. No.
No, sir.
Hey, listen, staff, thank you as always. Well done, put it together as it should be, and really appreciate our committee members coming in for this hearing, and well done. Thank you so much. We're going to adjourn at this time.
Thanks, everybody. Congratulations, Spicer. I think I saw a big announcement. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh.
Dr. Spicer was named, correct. Why don't you say it so I don't get it wrong?
Lone finalist for Waco ISD.
That's what I thought.
Congratulations.
$20.
All right.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you. I'm excited.
Good for Waco. That's all I got to say. Good for Waco. All right.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.